Welcome to Legislative Report with your state representative, Frank Ryan, of the 101st Legislative District in Lebanon County. Representative Ryan, welcome to this report.
Mike, thank you so much. Love talking to you.
Well, there's a lot of issues with people retiring and collecting Social Security, and frankly, it's difficult for many people to make ends meet living on their own on Social Security, and it has to do with the amount of income that they're allowed to make and still collect Social Security. I understand that you've been looking at this for some time and have some suggestions that perhaps the federal government could make some changes and improve this circumstance for seniors, especially here in Pennsylvania. What's going on?
Mike, it's a really important topic in my district because what happens, as happens in the Lancaster, the Lebanon, Pennsylvania, which is where I'm from, and New York County and Dauphin County areas, we have a lot of senior citizens, by the way, of which I'm one of them. And we have a requirement under current federal law that when you get to a certain retirement age, typically age 62 or older, and you continue working, your Social Security benefits are clawed back, so to speak. So as an example, if you continue working, your benefits are reduced in Social Security once you start earning over $17,040. And once you hit age 66, the number is $45,360. And what I'm proposing is that we do a joint resolution in the Pennsylvania House of Representatives and the Senate to ask our federal legislators to change the Social Security laws, which would allow seniors to continue earning much more money than that. And Mike, what it does for us as a Commonwealth and for our citizens is a couple of things. First and foremost, for the citizen, I talked to a lot of my peers who say they're worried about running out of money in retirement, and that this limitation on earnings ability because of Social Security actually hurts them at a time when they might still be able and willing to work and provide that additional capability for their families. And so this would reduce that pressure on the family. The second issue that we run into is I get a lot of employers that are telling me that they missed a skill set of that older workforce as they're getting ready to retire, and that with such a low unemployment rate now in the United States that we're having a skill shortage. So this would provide an opportunity for us seniors to be able to provide mentoring opportunities for younger people to help them transition to full capabilities in the workforce, which reduces pressure significantly in the trades and in the professional sector. As an example, I'm a CPA, and we're finding a lot of CPAs with a retirement age of 66 or so, there's a shortage of younger people coming into the workforce. So this would provide a great deal of relief. And the third unexpected benefit from this, it also allows the state at the same time to get the additional tax revenue that would come from the fact that we seniors might choose to continue working a little bit longer. So it kind of provides a win-win-win situation. When the law was originally put into place, it was a concern that us old people, and I say that somewhat tongue-in-cheek, have been sticking around longer than might be helpful to give opportunities for younger people. And we know for the foreseeable future that's not the case. So our recommendation is that they eliminate those type of income caps for seniors, or at least significantly increase the income caps so that seniors can earn more money and thereby reduce some of the stress of what happens while we're in retirement age.
Representative Ryan, thanks for this report. And tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Frank Ryan.